and congratulations on your appointment in this role. We look forward to working with you this year. Increasingly, we are seeing weapon systems with autonomous functions being developed and used in ongoing conflicts. These conflicts are being used as testbeds for technologies with increasing levels of autonomy. This is extremely concerning in the absence of clear rules and limits that specifically apply to these weapons, especially as developers and users are pushing the limits of what is acceptable under legal and ethical norms. This demonstrates the urgent need to develop a legal instrument related to autonomous weapons. In the recent years, we have seen positive developments, including the call of the UN Secretary General and the ICRC to develop a legal instrument by 2026. Also, there are now over 100 states calling for a legally binding instrument. We have seen Latin American and the CARICOM declarations both calling for a legal instrument, as well as the meetings in Luxembourg, the Netherlands and the Philippines. Looking ahead, there will be an ECOWAS conference in Sierra Leone, as well as a meeting of states in Austria. These meetings are extremely important to demonstrate states' desire to develop a new norm and moving forward on the issue. Over the last 2 years, we have seen increasing convergence of views on possible elements of a normative framework. The majority of states agree that rules and limits are needed. These states see a combination of prohibitions and regulations as necessary, and that human control and judgment should be central in a regulatory framework. An increasing number of states also see the need to set limits in geographical area and duration of use. Based on these commonalities, we believe we can further develop possible elements of a normative framework. The majority of states, if not all, agree that the human user must be able to make a legal and moral judgment regarding the effects of an attack, as well as being accountable for any violations of legal and ethical norms. Based on this, we can develop three possible principles, namely, the user should have a functional understanding of how the weapon system works, specifically what will trigger an application of force. Secondly, the user should have sufficient understanding of the context where the weapon system will be deployed. For example, being aware of the presence of civilians and civilian infrastructure. The human user must be able to limit the functioning of the weapon system. Logically, following from this, autonomous weapons that cannot be used in line with these obligations should be prohibited. Concluding, over the last few years, the discussions at the GG have been useful regarding policy development. At the same time, we have all seen the difficulty of coming to concrete normative outcome. We do believe that the GG continues to be a useful forum, but we should not limit ourselves to only one forum, but should be able to work in all forums. Based on the increasing convergences on policy, as well as the growing support for a legal instrument, we believe this is not only possible, but inevitable. Thank you, Chair.